Okay, tomorrow's daf is Baba Kama daf Samaches. We have the schus of learning at night, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tamei Torah. Whenever we learn at night, the Rambam says that Rozei Torah are only revealed at night. Maybe it means because of the special Mesiris Nefesh that are given at night. So maybe we'll get the secrets of Yeyush now that we're focusing at night, and hopefully we can't have Yeyush on Yeyush. So, right, the Kotzker always says Yeyush Shalom Idas. Any Yeyush, if you have Yeyush in anything in life, it's Shalom Idas, because you're not thinking properly. All right, Shalom Idas. So we got to have focus. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Salam Chlanim Abayis Tudas. Ein Hagonev Acher Haganev Mishalim Tashlum Kefel. If a Ganev steals from a Ganev, he doesn't pay Kefel. Right? This is a quote from our Mishnah. Look back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Mishnah, Daf Salam Chlanim Abayis. Rashi quoted, what's the source for this? Why do you only pay Kefel if you steal it from the original owner? But if you steal it from a Ganev, you don't pay Kefel. Tachsiv V'guna Mibayis Ha'ish V'lo Mibayis Haganev. Only if you steal it from the house of the Bailim, and not if you steal it from the house of the Ganef. So that is Rashi. Tosas on our daf says the same thing. Tosas on the bottom, Ein Agoniv. The Gemara quotes the Gemara later on in Daf Samachtes. V'gunei mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'ganef. Right, because it is still owned by the Bailim, but it is not physically in his Rishus. There was a big discussion once we're talking about Rishus, which comes up now based on this limud, and also comes up at the end of today's daf, and that is, how does one define rishus? Right, we say if a ganav steals it from a ganav's house, so that he doesn't pay kefel because it's not in the rishus of the original owner. But what exactly is the definition of rishus? If you look in the Rishonim and the Achronim, there's at least three definitions of what rishus is. So we might not mean to get into it. There's a machlokas we have in the between the Balamor and the Ramban. Because what's the pashas rishus? What would you say? How do you define rishus? Physical possession. If it's in my physical possession, it's in my rishus. Right? The Gemara at the end of today's daf is going to say, if the ganav steals something, the ganav and me, we both can't be maktashit, because even though it's mine, but it's not rishusi, and even though it's the ganav, it's in the ganav's rishus, it's not shalom. So there's a concept of shalom, which means legal ownership, and rishusa, which pashas means physical possession. But if you look in the Balamor Ramban here, there seems to be another definition of rishus. The Balamor holds on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Daf Yarif in the back, if the ganav is ready to give it back, he says, "I have it at home. I'm gonna, you know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have taken it. You know what? I'm gonna give it back tomorrow. Okay." At that moment, the nignav can be maktashit. It's considered rishusa. Right when he's not ma'akev it, even though it's not in the physical possession yet of the nignav, it's considered in the rishus of the nignav. Lozo aderek lozo ha'ir delo amrinan in a rishuso b'davar she'inu misarev halalitno lo shemata omerkein k'mamet shlashton lo ha'im mo'alo. That's the sheet of the Balamor. The Ramban there in the Mochamas yuchasim an aleph heich adam yachol ha'atish milvish alo shel ena lo rishuso v'lo rishus kabai, etc. It's not true. It's not true. Just because he is ready to give it back, it's not his. It's a long milchamas there. So there's machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. If the ganav is ready to give it back, is that rishuso? So there seems to be another definition of rishus.
Yeah, by
kedushin,
with pikadon.
Right.
So
by a pikadon, that might be somewhat different, because the Gemara says kol hecha deisa rishusa demari isa. The shomer is a stand-in for me. I gave it to him, and therefore I can be maktashit if the shomer has it somewhere else. But I cannot be maktashit, as we'll see, if the ganav has it. So that might be a parallel. The Malamar would say, just like a shomer.
There's one case where they said that neither one of them would be maktashit.
That's a ganav. The ganav.
No, there was a case of Bikada where it said that neither one.
Yeah,
right. That was the answer.
Regular Bikadon, the mafkid can be makdashit.
Still considered to
yeah,
be
still, it's still considered rishus of his, yeah. So what is the definition? So the pashas, the Ramban would say, means physical possession. But the Balamar seems to say more control of destiny. The control of destiny of that. If I control the destiny of this item, if you admitted to me that you're going to pay it back, then basically I control the destiny of the item. You can't deny it anymore. Pashas, let's say you did it in front of Adam. So if that's true, that's why it's considered rishusa. You don't look at just physical rishus, but usually physical rishus is I control the destiny. Usually they go together. But here's a case, the Balamar says, where it's not true. And then there's a third idea. Third idea stated by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Bab Metzia on Dav Zayin. So the Gemara there has a case of the stolen bathtub, the mesusa. And the Gemara talks about there's a machlokas between two people, and then one of them is maktashit. One of them is Makdash. So does that Hakdasha work? So the Gemara discusses this on Daf Zayin, and the Rebbe Kivager there quotes that the definition of the assumption of his comment is that the definition of Rishus is if there are no competing Kinyanim. So then it's in my Rishus. That's the definition of Rishusi. If somebody else has a Kinyan in this with me, so then that's the problem. That's Zelafishi and Shalov, Zelafishi and Rishusa that we're going to have later on in today's daf by Ganav, is because the Ganav has Kinyan and Gineva, as we spoke about many times. Competing and the Bailam has Kinyanim, so that's why the Ganav doesn't have full Kinyanim. So that's a third definition of Birshusi. Lamai Nafkamina, many Nafkamina, let's just mention one or two of them. What about an Aveda? If something's lost in my house, or let's say lost not in my house, let's say it's an Aveda somewhere out somewhere, I have no idea where it is, nobody found it yet, and I'm Makdash it. I have no idea where my animal is, but I'm Makdash it. Does that have Dasha work? So it's not in my physical possession, but do I control his destiny? I don't control his destiny, so maybe it's not going to work there either. But there's no competing kinyanim. So maybe there, according to Rivki Eger's definition, it would work. What if it's an Aveda under my bed, which I don't know about? So there it's in my physical possession, but maybe I don't control the destiny because I have no idea where it is. So all of these are litmus tests for what is the definition of Birshusi. Again, different other ones. What about Isuri Hana? Isuri Hana is physically in my possession. Could I be Makdash Davar Sha'asur B'Hana? You might say it's only an asur not to me. If I'm mudra hana, not to anybody else. That's why you might be able to be used. All of these are some of the nafkamina for birshuscha. Okay, so now let us continue. Says the Gemara. So again, if you only pay kapel, if you steal it from the rishus of the original owner, amarav lo shanu ela lifnei yeyush. This is only before yeyush. Right before Yeyush, this is still considered the original owners. Avalachar Yeyush, Kano Ganav Rishon. But after Yeyush, the Ganav Rishon is Kona it, and therefore when the Ganav Sheni steals it from him, he's stealing it from the owner. The Ganav Sheni Mishan Tashlumi Kefal, the Ganav Rishon. The Ganav Sheni pays Kefal to the Ganav Rishon. Rav holds Yeyush Kedi Kani. Right, that's Shitas Rav. Like Rabbah, Rabbah had the suffix earlier, whether it was the Raisa or Rabbanan, but either way, it works. So Rav holds that Yeyush, the Yed works. There is a question that the Arsameach asks that is dealt with by the later Achronim as well. Can't be the later Achronim, only by the past 100 years. He wasn't so long ago. The Ar Sameach asked, why do we say, why isn't he chayiv to the Gan of Rishon because of the concept of Dabar HaGorim L'mamon? We say he's pater. He doesn't have to pay the Gan of Rishon anything. Why? Because it's not in his Rishus, but there's a concept of Dabar HaGorim L'mamon, which means if I have something that if I don't have it, I'm going to have to, it's going to cost me, so then that's called a Dabar HaGorim L'mamon. So, and we, Reb Shimon, at least one of the Tanam holds Kamamon Dami. Something that is not money inherently, but takes the place of money. Meaning, if I don't give this back, if I stole Chametz and I want to give it back to the owner, and if I don't give it back to the owner, that's not real money of mine, because it's Asr Bahana, but it's Dabar HaGorim L'mamon. If I lose it, I'm going to have to pay real money. So, that has the status in Halacha, at least according to certain Tanam. He asks, Dar Sameach, in many places, there were examples given of Dabar HaGorim L'mamon. Why isn't this ever one? Shouldn't you have to pay because it's a Dabar HaGorim L'mamon? Says the Ar Sameach, Yisod Gadol in Geneva and the Machayev of Kefal. Says the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Geneva, Aleph Yuzayin, Venira Borer. The Tashlume Kefal, Lo Shayach, Rak B'makom, Shu Tzarech, Lios, Birshus Shehusham. You only pay Kefal where you steal an object from where it's supposed to be. That's the only time you pay Kefal. Even if it gets into your possession, and even if it's a Dabar HaGorim L'mamon, for Kefal, it's not good enough to be a Dabar HaGorim L'mamon. It's not where it's supposed to be. Anybody who finds this item has a chiv to return it to the original owner. Means it's in the house of the man that it's supposed to be in. That's the yesod of the Ar Sameach. A. Yeah.
Rav's position that after Yeyush he acquires it, but can't say that,
but
it wasn't split, that it was supposed to
it be. It was, he did an Aveira, but once he acquires it, it's his. It's his. But is there, like we had yesterday, is there a label still of Mitzvah Bav Aveira on it regarding Kachin, maybe? Maybe you can't give this as a carbon. That was the shita of one of the Bali Tosos, that he still can't give it as a carbon. But in terms of right now, is it not where it's supposed to be? It's owned by him. He got it in illegal ways, but it's still owned by him. And there are other answers to this question as well, but we'll leave it at that. Continuing, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says again, like he said Tublat ago, Amina Kinai Veshachav Rav Amal Hashmaisa, Rav must have been sleeping. So I remembered when we first had this on Daf Samachet that the Shulchan Aruch Balacha quoted something about this, but I didn't have it at the time. So I remember some other Masechta, he quoted it. But again, so Baruch Hashem, I got it yesterday. So he quotes, what's Pshat? What is an insult? He must have been sleeping? No. What Rav Sheshes was saying, that he knows that besides Moshe Rabbeinu, all other Nevuahs came while he was sleeping. All the Nevuah comes when he's sleeping. So what he was saying, he says, I have no idea what this means. He must have been sleeping when he said this and gone to Baruch HaKodesh or something, because it's beyond me. It's beyond me. He must have been lying down and having had some type of Sod Hashem L'Reyov, because I can't understand it. That's it's complimenting him. L'Hashmaitzah, the Tanya, he quotes that from the Imre Bina. From the Imre Bina. That's what he quotes on Daf Samachay back there. Good. So, why? Because the Brisa says, "I'm Rabbi Akiva." Ma Amra Torah Tavachu Machar. Why does the Torah say, right, when you Tavachu Machar, you have to pay Dalav Vehei, right, each respectively? What do you have to pay 4 and 5? Because your chait has taken roots. You've strengthened the chait. It's not just one avera. You've given it root, and it's an even deeper avera now. So Amos. So when is the chiyuv of Dalav Vehei in the Torah? If it's before Yeyush, and then you sell it, so Meikin Ishtarish, is that considered your chait taken root? You didn't accomplish anything. If it's before Yeyush, the sale didn't work. So therefore, that can't be what the Torah is talking about. And Alacha Yeyush, it must be that the chiv of Dal Vehei is after Yeyush. But if it's after Yeyush, Vistakadach Yeyush Kani, but if you say Yeyush works, so then how does the whole chiv get off the ground? Amay Mishanta Shlomi Dal Vehei, Shalohu Tovech, Shalohu Mocher. If it's after Yeyush, Yeyush Kedikani, it's his animal. And therefore, you're not shechting your friend's animal. So therefore, you should be pater. So you're manavshach. You can't say it means nishtarish b'chet. Amri, kita amar Rava. So what's the answer? You're right. Don't say nishtarish b'chet. Like Rava says later on, b'bnei sheshana b'chet. Hachanam b'bnei sheshana b'chet. No, it means you did another chet. It doesn't mean you gave this chet roots. You did another chet, meaning even before Yeyush. Even before Yeyush. One might say that he did another chait, even if it didn't have any effect. Period. Tashma utvacha o macharo, says the Brisa, that if you shecht it or you sell it, mat tficha she'eno chozeres, af mechira she'eno chozeres. So we compare tficha mechira the pasuk. Just like tficha is permanent, eino chozeres, so too mechira is eino chozeres. Mechira in the Torah that you're chayav for is eino chozeres. So emas. So again, when is this price talking about? If we're talking about before Yeyush, amai eino chozeres. If it's before Yeyush, what do you mean? It's a mechirish eino chozeres. Of course, it's chozeres, right? Because he wasn't allowed to sell it. So it must be, what's the drasha talking about, and what's the case, the chiyuv in the Torah? It must be after Yeyush, and that's why it's eino chozeres. It's a permanent sale. And if you say that Yeyush is kone, it's then the same question. Amai mishalim dal vehei shalo tovei shalohu mocher. Right, you're chayev. Well, you're selling. You're shechting, and you're selling your own animal. So again, another kasha on the manda amar yesh kedikani. Remember, we paskin. If you remember, most rishonim yesh kedi lokani, except with something else. Shini rishus, shini hashem, etc. So says the gemara now. Kita amar Rav Nachman prat l'shehikna l'shloshim yom. Just like later on, Rav Nachman makes that statement, as we'll see it later on in the Amud. Hachanami see here too prat l'shehikna l'shloshim yom. Here, when it says ena chozeres, that does not mean that it's a permanent sale. It just means that it's to exclude a potential mechira for a temporary amount of time. Meaning it's before Yeyush. And really, the sale didn't work at all. But you're only chayiv for a tried permanent sale, not for a tried 30-day sale. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi says, look at Rashi, prat l'shehikna l'shloshim yom, klomar, la'olam lefnei Yeyush. Before Yeyush, v'hai eino chozeres diktani lo limute. It's not to exclude hecha de lo ahanu ma'asav. It's not excluding where you didn't do anything. Diavagav de lo ahanu chayvi rachmana. No, even if you didn't do anything, the Torah is b'chayvi hol v'shana v'chait. Ela, what's it excluding? Limute hecha de lo machar gana de lo keach el lasos b'malach shloshim yom. You only sold him for 30 days. Dehu kischirus ba'alma. It just has the status of schiris, which is either not a kinyan at all, not a sugya now. How you look at schiris, is schiris a partial mechira, or it's not a mechira at all? Either way, that's what's being excluded from Dalad Vehei. That's Rashi. The Rambam must have had a different girsa in our Gemara. Because listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says in Beis Yud Aleph, fascinating case. Ganavu machar v'hikna lachar shloshim yom. Let's say I stole an animal, and then I sold it, but I sold it l'acher lamed. I do the Maisa Kinyan today, not like an argamar, where you sold it for 30 days. You did the Maisa today, like we have a Kedushin l'acher lamed, we had all those cases. So you do a Mechira l'acher lamed. And in the interim, the Ganav is found out. So are you chayev dalav ahay? Ubetosh loshim yom hukar ha-ganav. So in that case, it's after the Maisa Ganeva, but before the Chalos, after the Maisa Mechira, but before the Chalos Mechira. So he didn't say Me'achshav. He didn't say Me'achshav. So Me'achshav would, I would think for sure you're Chayav Kefal. So here, you don't pay Kefal, says the Rambam. I'm sorry, you don't pay Dalet Vehei. That's what we're talking about. You pay Kefal, it was your Ganef. Do you pay Dalet Vehei? So if it was Me'achshav, I would assume you do pay, because really the Chalos was then. Maybe it relates to Brera issues. Einu Mishalei Mele Kefal. So the Rambam says, you don't pay Dalet Vehei there, because the Chalos didn't take place yet. That's the Rambam. Says the Magen Mishnah, this is makes beautiful sense. Where the Rambam get it from? Says the Magad Mishnah, V'ulai sh'rabbeinu goreis prat l'shehikna lo l'achar shloshim. Oshu hu zal mafarish kein. Either way, u'bavadai dino emes. Right? Whether this is the pshat of what our Gemara, or you had a different gerson our Gemara, that's the Rambam's case. We have the Maisa now and the Chalos later. If it wasn't Merubah, we would go on a tangent now and say, once this comes up, let's talk about making Kinyanim on Shabbos. Right? The Kiv Eger Suffolk about a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos with a Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos. Right? The whole eBay Shaila. Could you put in a bid for something that's going to, the sale's going to be done on Shabbos? The Chalos. Question, is that really a Chalos? Is it really done before your credit card? So, very interesting contemporary Shailas. That is the, that comes up in Hilchah Shabbos. Right. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Just one other ha'ara, and then we go straight down the Amud. The Rabbeinu Peretz here asks, what did we say? Eino chozeres has to either mean permanent, and that was the Havamina, and that proves it has to be lachar yeish, or even lefnei yeish, excluding hikna l'shloshim yom. So it tells Rabbeinu Peretz asks, why don't you say it's a case where the mechira took place before yeish, and then there was yeish afterwards, and there was yeish during the time after he sold it. So when he sold it, it was right according to the man de Amar of Yeish Kedi Kani. He did the aveir; it was still his, but it's a permanent sale. So he has two deos. The first deo is what we related to this morning, and that is it doesn't work in that order. First deo is no; so it has to be Yeish and then Shini Rishus. The opposite doesn't work. Remember that was a machlokas. The Rambam said it doesn't make a difference. This that relates to the issue of how does Yeish and Shini Rishus work? Is it a team? Is Yeish just a setup? While Shini Rishus does the Iker, that's the first day. But then he says, the second day is that even if you want to say Yesh and Shini Rishus, it doesn't matter on the order, you still can't say that because you will never be Chayav Dalav Ahay unless the Mechira is a good Mechira at the moment of Mechira. If the Mechira needs something else to make it a good Mechira later Yesh, you're not going to be Chayav Dalav Ahay in that case. Even if you want to say Yesh really could occur later, you won't be Chayav Dalav Ahay. Okay, 2 days in the Rebbeinu Peretz about the order. Meisve. So we have a three-part Braisa. Three-part Braisa, which we're going to talk about the next 20 lines. Meisvei, part line 1. Ganavu ba'acher v'ganavo. Reuven steals it, and then Shimon steals it from Reuven. Harisha mishanta shlumi kefel. The first one pays kefel. Vasheni yimshalam ala keren bovad. Or the second one only pays keren. The second one only pays keren because he did not steal it from the original owner. Who does he pay keren to? Who does he pay keren to? The second ganav. Who does he pay keren to? Says Rashi. L'ganav Rishon. To the Ganav Rishon. Why is that? Says the Imre Moshe. Mazik. You can't steal because it wasn't in the Beis HaIsh. For Gunav Beis HaIsh even excludes Keren, says Rashi seems to say. So it's a big discussion, but the Achronim say Rashi must be saying that for Gunav Beis HaIsh even excludes Keren. Right? So what must the issue be? But you are Mazikim. You are Mazikim because now he can't use this to pay back. So that's why you have to pay something like Garmi. But that's Jesus Rashi. The second Ganav only pays Keren. I'm saying so. That's why there is no kefal. That's why there is no kefal. You're paying keren just for why does it call it keren then? It means because it's mazik. Second case, ganav u'machar. Let's say you stole it and you sold it uba'acher v'gnavo, and then somebody else came and stole it from the buyer. Harisha mishami tashlumi dalav v'hei. The first guy regular dalav v'hei. Vashini mishami tashlumi kefal. But the second guy pays kefal. Why? Because there was a shini rishus here. We'll have to talk about yeish, and therefore he's chayav kefal for stealing it from the buyer. Case 3, ganav v'tavach u'ba'acher v'gnavo. Right, second case was ganav u'machar, and somebody else stole it. Third case 3 is ganav v'tavach, and somebody else stole it. U'ba'acher v'gnavo. Harisha misham tashlumi dalav v'hei. Regular. First guy pays dalav v'hei. First ganav. V'asheni enu misham tashlumi kefel. Ela keren bovad. And the second one, only based Karen. Why? Very unclear. The Gemara will ask the question later. There was a Shinui. Shini Maisi here. You shechted it. The Gemara will ask why. Okay. Ketani Mia Miziasa. Let's focus on the middle case, says the Gemara. Case 2. Ganavu Machar, Ubacher Vaganavo. Somebody stole it and sold it, and somebody else stole it from the buyer. Harishim Mishlam Vishlumi Dalavahay. The first one pays Dalavahay, regular case. Vashini Mishlam Vishlumi Kefel. The second one pays Kefel for stealing it from the buyer. So, Amos. What are we talking about? Elam Alifne Yeush. Are we talking about a case of before Yeush? Shoshani Amai Mishlam Vishlumi Kefel. Why would the second guy not pay Kefel if Yeush hadn't happened yet, that it still belongs to the original guy? Shini Rishus below Yeush, Beikalamandabar Takani. Nobody says just Shini Rishus works. Right, if a ganav steals something and gives it to somebody else, what, all of a sudden the guy can keep it? Of course not. Elav shidalach or yeish. So it must be talking about a case of after yeish. V'yislak adaydach yeish kone. And if we're still in case two, right? If you told yeish is kone, so why mishlat tashlumi dalav vehei? So why do you have to pay dalav vehei? Didehu dezavin. So case two is problematic. If you say it is la'achar yeish. Visu, and another problem, if you say lachar yeish, the first case is a problem. Tektani reisha, case one, ganavu ba'achar v'gnavu, right, two ganavim, reisha v'shan d'ashlumi kefel, v'asheni n'mshlam ala karen. The first one pays kefel, the second one only pays karen. So michti, let's see, lachar yeish kamino. We just explained that this price is talking about a case of after yeish. V'yislak adaytach yeish kone, and if yeish is kone, so sheni amayin n'mshlam ala karen. The second one, if the ganav owns it now, because it's after yeish, so why does the second ganav only pay karen? El Lashvamina, it must be why? Yeush Lokani. It must be Yeush itself, it's not Kone. The second case had a Shini Rishus also. But case one of the problem must be Yeush is not Kone, the Kashila Rav. And it's a Kashita Rav who started off our daf today on the bottom of the previous Amud. Right, Rav says you only don't pay Kefo before Yeush, but after Yeush you do. Rav says Yeush Kadi is Kani. So Amar Rava. Rava says Vitisbara. Is it logical? Hamataratsahi. You think this Brysa is a reliable Brysa? I'll show you another obvious problem in the Brysa, which will force us to then reread the entire Brysa. Elo Tuktani Seifa, look at case three. Ganav Vitavachu Bacher, Viganavo. The Ganav steals it and shechs it, and then somebody else comes and steals it. Risha Mishad Shlomi Dalabahei. The first one pays Dalabahei, fine. Visheni Aina Mishad Mela Karen. And the second only pays Karen. Ask the Gemara, Mi'ikal Madamar Shini Maisa Lokani. Everybody says Shinui Maisa. If I change the whole thing, it's Kone. So why should the Ganuf from that you're shechting it only pay Karen? It's for sure the Ganuf's now. So you have to we have to change the whole Brisa. Three answers to this question. The first one will say change the whole Brisa. The other two will try to rehabilitate the Brisa. Ella, number one, the Olam Kula Lefnei Yeush. Really, all the cases are before Yeush. The Eifach, Seifa, L'Misiyasu, M'siyasu, L'Seifa. Switch the Dinim in case 2 and 3. Switch, it was a mistaken, non-authoritative Reis. The Eimahachi, this is what case 2 and 3 should say. Case 2. Ganavu Machar, Ubacher, V'Ganavo. Somebody steals it and sells it, and then somebody else steals it. Harisha, Misham, Dasham, Dala, V'Hei. Right, it's all before Yeish. Right, because we're explaining how the Mandar Yeish works. Right, so it's before Yeish. The first one pays Dala, V'Hei. V'Sheni, Eina, Misham, Ala, Karen. Right, the second one pays Karen. V'Sheni, Rishus, Blo, Yeish, Lo, Kani. Right, he only pays Karen because there was only Shini Rishus. Case 3, Ganav Etavach Obacher V'Gnavo, if he shechted it and somebody else came, Harisha Mishan Teshlumi Dal V'Hei, V'Hashini Mishan Teshlumi Kefel, T'Kanya V'Shini Maisa. So if you switch the Dinim of 2 and 3, it all works out. Rav Papa Amar, second try, is there any way to learn the Brisa without changing it? Olam Lo Tefach. Rav Papa says, yeah, I can help with it. Don't switch it. Seifa Beishamayhi, Damar Shinui Bimkoma Omeid. Maybe the case 3 is Beis Shammai, who holds that Shinui, he doesn't hold of Shinui Kone, even in a case of Shinui Biadayim. Right, remember, what was the original case of Beis Shammai? The case of the Esnan, where she gets the flour and she grinds it up. That's the greatest Shinui in the world. Biadayim, and still he says, there's a special pasuk, L'rabos, Gam L'rabos Shinuyayim. So ever he holds, forget Shinui. So case 3 is Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, Ihachi Kasha Reishim Zias L'Rav. But the first two cases are still problematic, according to Rav. If you're talking about a case of after Yeish. So Amar Azvid, a third possibility. Lo olam kulu lefnei Yeish. Really, Yeish didn't occur yet. V'hacha mayaskina. What's the case here? Shenis Yashu abaylam bilo keyach. V'lonis Yashu baganav. They had Yeish after the sale and not by the ganav. Right? This is a major sugya. All the girsa you see in the next few words. The Gra takes out the next three words. Parentheses, brackets. Right? That's why every shita that you want to know about the order of Yeish and Shita Rishus could exist. Because you just make the girsa, not make the girsa. Something what girsa you have will determine your shita. Let's just go with the Gruz reading. which ends here. Meaning the case is where yesh took place later. And don't say that the issue here is that you need yesh and shini rishus, because even yesh itself would work. Right? We're talking about to explain it according to Rav. Really, yesh itself would work. We're only saying this unusual ukimta because when we want to explain the brisa, we're both ganavim are chayiv. How could you have a case where both ganavim are chayiv, where the first ganav is chayiv before yesh, and the second ganav is going to be chayiv after yesh? Period. Okay. There's a general suffix. I'll mention it now because it's about mechira. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, what if I sell something with a derabanan kinyan? A kinyan derabanan. Am I chayav dalav hay? For example, maimid shlashtan. Maimid shlashtan, right, Reuven owes me money. I say in front of the owner and the people who owe me and the one who's going to get it. Your loan that you owe me goes to him. It's kinyan derabanan. Kinyan derabanan. So does that work? What if I did that? If I do another type of kinyan derabanan? Maybe chalipin, learn that from a pasuk in Rus. Let's say that's a kinyan derabanan. Am I chayav daraisa for that? So the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix about that. Ani basupik. Im machru bikinyan derabanan. Maybe it's totally on the shitos. Huge topic. Im al yidei derabanan nasid dvar Torah. Do we say that a mechanism, derabanan, could have a chalos daraisa? Right? This is discussed in many different places. It's discussed the first Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Right, the questionable girsa, the Rambam says, one girsa, the Kesev Mishnah quotes as shlashtan min haTorah, but the girsa that we have is midivrei sofrim. Kesev is midivrei sofrim. So we say midivrei sofrim. It's learned out from limudim. But let's say it's drabanan. Let's say the Rambam really means drabanan. You're going to tell me she's an ashes, it's drabanan. Midaraisa, she's not married. So can you say a kinyan drabanan can bring about a chalos daraisa? So this is also discussed in Hilchos Kiddushin, in the tour in Eben Ezer. What about if a man gets married through Maimed Shlashtan? Right, somebody owes him money and he gives it to the woman through Maimed Shlashtan. So the Torah quotes marriage, Mukudeshes. Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, this only means Midrabanan. You only marry Midrabanan. Wow. Says the Beis Yosef, Veino Mokruch, to ha'ikav ameimar, de tivan, de takino rabanan, niknu la hamos, v'kiva de niknu la havi l'kilu nasan la kesef, v'havi Mukudeshes daraisa. Right, this comes up in many different places. Says in Chas Chinuch, maybe that would be totally on our issue too. Do we say that by mechira de oraisa will a mechira de rabbanan with a mechanism as de rabbanan work for a kinyan de oraisa? Okay, that's a big sugya, many achronim on it, but we'll leave it at that. There's a few ksoses about it, but we'll continue now. Itmar says the Gemara, Hamocha lefnei yesh. What if I do a sale before yesh? But do a sale before Yeish. Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, Rav Sheshes Amar Pater. Rav Nachman says, I'm Chayiv. If I sell it before Yeish, Rav Sheshes says, I'm Pater. Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, why? Umachru Amar Achwan Eva Hazavin. Rav Nachman says, you're Chayiv. The Torah says, you sell it. Doesn't matter. Lo Shal Afnei Yeish, Lo Shal Achar Yeish. You sell it. Doesn't matter if it had a good, it had an effect or not. Rav Sheshes Amar Pater, no. Chiyuv Alachar Yeish. Hu Da'ahanu Masav. Only if you sold it after Yeish, where you accomplish something with your sale. That's where you're going to be Chayiv. But before Yesh, where you didn't affect any, your mechira was nothing. So then, lo mechayiv, dum yedetvicha beinon de ahanu masav. Right, dum yedetvicha, right, that just like shchita affects something, so too, mechira has to be effective. Rashi summarizes beautifully, the bottom, second and the third to last line on the page. Rashi quotes, now we have a three-way machlokas amoraim. Rav, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Nachman. Just to put it clearly, Rav says you're only chayiv before yesh, right? Because Rav says yesh kidiv kani. So Rav, which we had on the bottom of the previous amud, Rav says only before yesh is there a chiyuv from mechira. Rav Shesha says only after yesh, because Rav Shesha says you have to accomplish something. So Rav says only before, Rav Shesha says only after. Rav Nachman says both, right? Machru doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's effective or not, right? What's the nekuda? So says Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Biurim, says Rav Elchanan, not in the Kovetz Shiurim, the Kovetz Biurim in the second chalek. Says Rabbanan, the machlokas is, do you need is the focus, the mechira from mechira, is it the maisa mechira, the act that you do? That's Rav Nachman, doesn't matter if you're effective or not. Or is it the hafka'a merushus bailim al yidei mechira? Right, so that's Rav Sheshes. Is it the maisa itself? Doesn't matter if you accomplish anything or not, that's Rav Nachman. And Rav Sheshes is the note, I have to accomplish something, meaning it's the hafka'a merushus bailim al yidei mechira. That is right, because you have to say it that way. You can't just say if you took it out of the Bailam's Rishus. Because one of the Achronim I saw asked, the meal was Rabbi Chanan, I just can't find it now. Maybe, why not when you smash it and you do a shinoi? Why aren't you chayav dal v'hei? You were hafkia mirshus bialim. The answer is no, it has to be a hafka mirshus bialim ayde mechira. That's the chiddush haTorah. That's the chiddush haTorah. It can't just be when you get it out of the rishus of the bialim. Okay, that's the machlokes of Rabbi Chanan and Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes bina amina la. How do I, as Rav Sheshes says, how do I know this? The Tanya. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rav Sheshes is trying to prove, how do I know that it has to be effective? Because Rabbi Akiva says, the next five lines we already had. It has to be effective. You got roots. It must be only after Yeyosh Hu, because that's where you were Nishtarish, that's where your chait had roots. Rava says, maybe there's no raya, because maybe it can mean your chai for the repetition of the chait, and not because of the deepening of the chait. Tashma, also we had up above. What does it mean that it's a permanent mechira? Ilem lifnei yeyosh. Am I in a chozeres? If it's before yeyosh, of course it's chozeres. El achar yeyosh. Must be after yeyosh. V'sham yinochi yuv el achar yeyoshu. So again, a raya that it has to be after yeyosh. So tirgim. Rav Nachman, parat l'shikna lo l'shloshim yom. No, maybe that's what it's excluding. The 30-day potential one. So there's no raya. V'yaf, Rav Elazar, savar. Next section, Chiyuv Alachar Yeyoshu. Rabbi Elazar also holds the Chiyuv is only after Yeyosh, like the Shita of Rav Sheshes. To Amar Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar said, Teda, I'll prove to you, Shestam Geneva Yeyosh Bailamu. Right, Stam Geneva, as we had yesterday, the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar holds Stam Geneva's Yeyosh Bailam. How do I know that? Shari Amra, Torah Tavachu Macher Mishan Tashlumi Dal Vehei, because if you Tavicha Mechir, you pay 4 and 5. The Domelo Yayish, maybe Yeyosh didn't take place yet. So why should it be Chayav Dal Vehei? And the law says, "Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Darminan, Stama Ganevas Yish Bailamu." It must be the Stam Ganevas Yish Bailam. But what do you see from the whole assumption of his conversation, of his comments, that once we know that Dal Vehei is only once we know that there was Yeyush and Stam Ganevas Yish Bailam, so it has to be only after that, because it has to be effective. So that's how we know Rabbi Lazar holds like Rav Sheshes.
Distinguish between, what is it, Rav Shimon Chayim say, the difference between Ganav or Gazlan.
So machlokas between Ganav and Gazlan, Stam Geneva or Stam Gazela?
Right. So is this Dafka here?
Stam Geneva. Yeah. I mean, the Tanaim argue about it. But we had the Chazanish noted. Is that a machlokas in Metzius? Right. Who do people give up more hope for? If you know or if you don't know, but that's machlokas Tanaim. Mishnah in Kalim. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'dil mavkam lo yayish. What do you mean? Maybe if he wasn't miyayish, what's his raya? Maybe even if he wasn't miyayish, still, it would be a chiyuv of dal v'hei. So the Gemara says, Amri lo sakadaitach, domi de tvicha. No, he says, no, it has to be like tvicha, ma tvicha dahanu masav, afakir dahanu masav. That's Rabbi Elazar's claim. V'yilif ne yeyush mayahanu. What do you mean? If it's before yeyush, right? If it's before yeyush, what effect did it have? That's why it must be after yeyush. Says the Gemara, v'dilma de shamine di yeyush. Maybe the Torah is talking about a case where we dafka heard there was yeyush. Meaning, maybe there's no raya, at least to the other part of your shita, of stam geneva yeyush bailam. Not only did you, Rabbi Elazar, assume that Dalav Vehei is only Mechliv after Yeyosh, but you also assumed the basic shita that you were saying here, that Stam Geneva is Yeyosh Bailam. Maybe that's not true. Maybe the case is where you know that there was Yeyosh. So Ami Lo Sakataitach, no, we don't say that. Dum Yed Tvicha, because that again has to be similar to Tvicha. Ma Tvicha La Alter, Af Mechira La Alter. Just like Tvicha takes place right away, so it's a Mechira that could take place right away. And that could be, meaning it has to be an automatic yeish. Tosas on top just mentioned that it's not mamish right away. Not mamish right away. So it's like, just like tvicha, you don't do it until you get home. So do. You have a few minutes till they realize that it was stolen from them, and then they give up hope. Period. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Geneva benefesh tochiach. Rabbi Yochanan says, 1 minute, I'll prove to you that you could be, that you could be chayev even without yeish. What about Geneva benefesh? Right, kidnapping. Kidnapping. This is the rice of kidnapping, right? Lo signov in the Aseres Hadibros, right? We know that all of those are isurim of chayvim misas. So we're not talking about regular stealing money. So geneva benefesh tochiach she'ein yeish bailam. There's no yeish there. You don't give up on yourself, right? You're being stolen. You don't give up. There's no yeish on people. The chayiv, and he is chayiv misa for that. So you see, even without yeish, you can be chayiv, right? Rashi says ein adam misyaish al atzmo. So Michal to Savar Rabbi Yochanan lefnei Yeyosh Chayev. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan that Yeyosh, he's comparing kidnapping and real Geneva. But you see from Rabbi Yochanan either way that before Yeyosh you are going to be Chayev. Lachar Yeyosh Mai. What does he say about after Yeyosh? Does he hold like Rav Nachman that it doesn't make a difference before or after Yeyosh? Or does he say only lefnei Yeyosh because he holds like Rav that Yeyosh is Kani? So, machlokes. Not machlokes, but within Rabbi Yochanan, but a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rish Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Chiyuv Ben Lefnei Yesh Ben Lachar Yeush, like Rav Nachman Shita earlier. Rish Lakish Amar Potter, Chiyuv Lefnei Yeush, who? Avalachar Yesh Kana, Vishalo Toveh Shlohu Mocher, period. Like the other Shita we had earlier. Next. Ace, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, ask Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, who says, the Chiyuv is only before Yeush, Gana the Hikdash Vakach Tavach, Mishan Tashlumi Kefel, and Mishan Tashlumi Dal Behei. I steal an animal, and then I makdish it. And then I shecht it. Steal an animal, I makdish it, then I shecht it. I pay kefel, because I stole, and then Edom come. But I don't pay dalad v'hei. I don't pay dalad v'hei. So Amos, what are we talking about? Ilei melefnei yeush, if we're talking about before yeush. So mi kadosh, does the ganav have a right to be makdish it? Right? Ish ki yakdosh is beis al kodesh. A man who's makdish his house to make it holy, Amar Rachmana, the Torah said, Ma beso shalof kol shalof, just like your house is yours, so do anything yours. It can be makdish your friend's items. So what must the pasuk be talking about? Elop shita lachar yeush. And the brayso is talking about a case after yeush, and that's the case where if I makdish it, where the hekdash works, I'm going to be potter from dalav v'hei. V'tayma de hekdashu, teinu mishan tashlumi dalav v'hei. And the only reason that I'm going to be potter is because I was makdish it, and therefore, the chit katavach, the hekdash katavach. If you shecht something of hektish, you're not chayav dal vehei. Ava lo hektish, but if I hadn't been makdash it, and it's after yeush, tavach, mishal dash lumi dal vehei, then I would be chayav dal vehei. So it's a kasha on you, reish lakish. V'yist akadad yeush kone, amai mishalim, shalo tovea shalo mocher. Right? If you're koned after yeush, so then, why would you be chayav? Amalei hachamai eskina, ko shektishu bailim biad ganav. No, you misunderstood the case. It's not that the ganav was makdash it, the bailim was makdash it. That's why it worked. Nothing to do with the ganav. So the bialim was makdashit. So now the Gemara says what we referred to earlier. Umi kadosh, could the bialim be makdashit? After the ganav has it, the Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Gazav lonos Yashua bialim shneim einim yicholon lahakdish. If somebody steals something and then the bialim did not have yeish yet, neither can be makdash. Zelafi sheina shelo, zelafi sheina brishuso. Right, this one, because the ganav can't do it because it's not his, and the owner can't do it because it's not in his rishus. So how could that even be a havamina? So the Gemara says, Amri hu damar kitznuin. Maybe he holds like the tznuin. Ditznan, big sugya tomorrow. So the best room you're doing on Shabbos. What's the tznuin? Ditznan, the bishop says, a meiser sheni. Hatznuin menichan as amos. What's the problem? If I have a field, and I know people are going to steal stuff from my field, I know it's meiser sheni. So now they're not going to eat meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And I'm a good guy. So I'm going to try to help him out. So what do? I put money aside, va'omer, and I say, all the stuff that those people steal of my Maaser Sheni, that kedusha should go on this money. I'm helping him out. So it's not in his rishus, and the chilul still works. So just like the chilul works on his rishus, maybe this shita, Tosis discusses how you make this comparison. We're comparing chilul and hakdasha, but you're changing kedushos, both of them, when something is not in your rishus. Maybe that's what the case is talking about. Period. Just mention one more idea. And that is, Rabbi Chanan says here, something that we alluded to at the beginning of the perek, but now we'll get into it a little bit more. Rabbi Chanan says here, the owner cannot be makdashit, right? Rabbi Yochanan's din, that only means that the ganav cannot make it kedusha, the owner cannot make it, give it kedushas, Bedek Habayis, Kedushas Damim. But he can make it Kedushas Mizbeach. That's a big chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan's, but that's what he says. Rabbi Yochanan's din, that the owner, if I want to give, you, I stole my animal. If I want to be makdash that animal to the Mizbeach, I can. I just can't make it Bedek Habayis. I can't give its value to the base of Mikdash. What's the difference? So Rabbi Chanan here quotes the idea, for he doesn't quote Reb Chaim, but he quotes the idea based on Tosfos even, that we're going to have later on in the parak. Kachi Bedek Habayis and Kachi Aguf work very differently. Kachi Bedek Habayis, where I give a spoon, I can give anything to Kachi Bedek Habayis, just to give me the value. So how does that work? That first work, step one, it's a legal transaction. I make this Mamono Shel Hektish. Once I make this Mamono Shel Hektish, Memela, it becomes holy, the Kedusha falls on it Memela, once it's Mamono Shel Hektish. But that's similar to a Mechira. It's similar to a real transaction. There's a change of bilus. That's what you can't do here. Because if it's on your rishus, you can't do that kind of transaction. But kachi mizbeach is different. Kachi mizbeach is I am makdashit. I, the bailam, instill kedusha, imbue kedusha into this animal. That's kedusha saguf. So that could be done even if it's on your rishus. because that's not a transaction that you need to be in Rishus. That's imbuing it with Kedusha. And therefore, that can be done even if it's not in your Rishus. That's why later on, in the Ayin Vav and the Ayin Tes, there's a steer in the Gemara. One Gemara says that if you're Makdashit, you're Chayav Dal Vehei, just for the Hakdasha, it's considered a Mechira, and the other one says it's not. So Tosfos there says, Kachshei Bedek Habayis is considered a Mechira, Kachshei Mizbeach is not considered a Mechira. And with this, you could also explain just two other Shitas. There's a Rashi and Psachim, which you don't catch it unless you're focused on in this sugya. Rashi and Psachim Daf Hayim Beis, where the Gemara says there that you are not chayiv for hektish chametz. Right? You're not chayiv b'al yirah b'yimatzeh for hektish chametz. If you were makdish or chametz, you're not chayiv b'al yirah b'yimatzeh for it. That's what Rashi says. Kigon shel gavoa im hektishom lebet kabayis. Out of left field. Hayim Beis and Psachim. So what do you mean? Bet kabayis? Beautiful. Bedek Abayis is legally not yours. That's why you're not chayiv by your Rabbi Yamatzayan. But Kachi Haguf, it's still yours. You are Makdash to the Mizbeach, but it's still in your Bailus. So you can violate by your Rabbi Yamatzi for that. And there's another Rashi. Rashi in Gittin Daf Memem Beis, where the Gemara says there, B'shem Rava, Hektish Chametz V'Shichur Mafkin Midei Shibud. What does that mean? If I have something like I have to pay you back. I owe you money. So I have a horse. Not a horse. Let's go at a... let's say a horse, and I'm going to give the horse to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm makdish the horse. So does that work? You have a prior lien on the horse. So does my hakdasha work? So Rava says hektish uproots the shibud, and the hektish works. Rashi there says dafka kedushas haguf, the kedushas damim lo mifka a shibud. Only kedushas haguf would work, but kedushas damim wouldn't. Bet HaKabayis wouldn't. Why not? So again, it fits in beautifully. By Kachi Beda Kabayis, that first works as a monetary transaction. So if there's a prior lien on it, so it's not going to work. Because you own this before I give you Makdashit. So first come, first serve, you get it. But if it's Kachi Mizbeach, I'm not going through the channels of monetary transactions. Right? I'm going through just Hakdasha. So that's why it's Mafkiyah Midei Shibud. Only Kachi Mizbeach is Mafkiyah Midei Shibud. And there are other eyes to this, which we'll mention again when we get into it later. But that's what Rabbi Chanan has a huge limit. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shirim in Kiddushin Os Membeis. That's where this is. Kiddushin Os Membeis, that Rabbi Yochanan's din is limited to Kachi Beda Kabayis. But Kachi Mizbeach, you'd be able, the Bible will be able to be Makdashit, even though it's not in their Rishos. Okay? Shabbos is Daf. Continues with the Tznuin, a lot of gets into a little Brera issues. On Daf Ayin, we get into on Sunday, Harsha'a. The world of Harsha'a, the world of Chatzidavar, and other items as well. Kimlei, again, Merubah has everything. Get some Agadah at the end of the parak also. That's Daf Pebeis, we got a while to go. Okay, we'll stop now. Everybody have a good Shabbos. To go to Baruch Hashem, to the Kotel, and to Kever Rachel. Anybody listening out there from Sibay? Got the Kanachas Tefillin of the Spinner family tomorrow morning. Mazel tov.